Welcome back. It's something to have a full show in the middle of December, in the middle of the winter time, the middle of the football season, but happy to do it. I think I'm on next week, too. And I'm always delighted to have on the workaholic, somebody laughing, the workaholic, Candace Jordan. Hi, honey.
Hi there. How are you, Rick? Great Elvis segment, by the way. Oh my God!
You got to watch that. You got to watch that. You got to watch that Netflix special. Because
sure.
I know you. Did you ever date Elvis?
No, I had a girlfriend who dated him though, and I also got a chance to interview Priscilla.
Priscilla, that not long ago, right? She was here for
not
something.
Very long ago.
Well, that's just part of your active life, Candace Jordan.
Well,
Candace
can
be
love story.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, they met when she was 14. You do know that.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't care.
He didn't touch her, and he had. She trusted him. He trusted her, and you know, they handled it in the way that they wanted to.
It
so
would be,
I admire him for that.
You know, it would. You got to admit, it would be hard to be married to Elvis.
Oh, you couldn't
Elvis.
Do that today. But yeah. You know, he was fully vetted by her father.
Oh,
her
sure.
Father, who is
oh,
in
I
the
know.
Military. So, yeah, I mean, it was a. Yeah,
you, it wasn't. It
probably.
Wasn't the Jerry Lee Lewis trouble.
He'd be in jail now.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Who wouldn't? Candace, you went. You talked last time you were on. You talked about the pause, Chicago Fur Ball, which you
right.
talked about it coming up, and you've attended it. How was it?
Oh, I am telling you, you know, every year they're known for their live auction packages. I mean, besides the fact that they save
animals,
all these homeless dogs and cats, you know, which is the purpose of the first ball, you know, everybody anticipates this live auction. I mean, even if you can't bid on it, just to hear about what's on offer. And let me tell you what they had at this fur ball. So, one of the highest auction packages, it was offered up by the Chicago Cubs general manager, Carter Hawkins, and he donated a day as the Chicago Cubs general manager at the ballpark. And do you know how much that fetched?
I have no idea. The Cubs stink.
$7,000.
Wait, to spend the day with the GM of the Cubs?
Yes. Are you a day as the Chicago Cubs general manager. Now, I don't know if that means that they can call the balls and strikes or whatever.
Well, it certainly doesn't mean, hey, I think I'm going to trade this guy. It would be fantastic if you could just trade people and get rid of some of the dead weight.
I hope this guy didn't think that's what he was getting, but he could go with seven of his friends. Obviously, they're in the, you know, the
box of sure,
VIP,
sure.
Of VIP boxes. But, yeah, $67,000. And also, then somebody else piped up and said they wanted to make a surprise donation to the auction, and they offered up their two Super Bowl tickets in the owner's seats.
Really?
And that's
what did those go for?
$26,000.
Wow.
And then the last highlight, let me tell you the last highlight.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it was a private murder mystery dinner for 12, hosted at the home of Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan and his wife Chloe, and that brought in $27,000.
Wow. Billy Corgan's in.
Wonderful?
Billy Corgan is in this Elvis documentary, and he's very.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
Very heartfelt. Very heartfelt. Also, I saw you on TV. You were at just around the corner from my house at the 900 Shops. Big Chicago bash. What did they do there? I had a hard time. It was. What? Not your fault, but whoever the reporter was kind of an idiot, and I didn't even get a sense. I didn't even get a sense of what was going on.
She was smart enough to pick me and be on camera.
Well, that makes her a genius of sorts, Candace. But the rest of her.
You know, listen, the Illuminate 900 event at the 900 Shops, it is a little hard to describe because there is so much going on. It's on like five levels. They have a 50-foot tree. Santa comes and lights the tree with the Make-A-Wish child, who this year his name was Costa Godinez, and he helped Santa light the tree. He's now cancer-free, which is a lot to celebrate this
night. That's great.
But, you know, in the years since they started this in 2016, they've raised $116,000 for charity with this event.
That's great.
I mean, they have, you know, live performances, and they've got...
They have a Santa, too. They have a Santa there, don't they?
Oh,
yeah.
And it also is the first lighting of the tree on the avenue, on Michigan Avenue. I mean, you know, the Millennium Park one comes after this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is literally kind of the first glimpse of Christmas in Chicago.
Now, I'm going to jump around on this list that you gave me. Were you hugging Mickey Mouse at the lights celebration parade?
Well, you know, the Wintrust Magmile Lights Parade, we had the honor and the pleasure of riding in the Enjoy Illinois bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it was so absolutely amazing to see, obviously, the parade from that angle.
Yeah.
And this is the 33rd year they've done it. They had, and it's also the first time they've ever had, you know, mega balloons. They had, you know, they had Kermit the Frog as Santa and a 50-foot-tall animal, which is his companion. And, I mean, they've redone the lights along Michigan Avenue, a million lights, and they've upgraded all the lights, according to Kimberly Beres, who is in charge of the Michigan Avenue Association. I mean, to see those throngs of people, everybody with smiling faces, everybody with, you know, like little reindeer hats on, and, yeah, I mean, Christmas, you know, sweatshirts. It was such a joy to see everybody so happy at this incredible, incredible event.
Well, and then, you know, the sad thing is that then it turns, to take that joyous event, and then it turns ugly afterward with people marauding.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah,
marauding through the loop. I just, it's heartbreaking to me. It's
absolutely heartbreaking.
Really heartbreaking.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
I know. You're so right.
Just because
but, you know, we enjoyed it that night, and there was an after party at the Fairmont for all the people from Wintrust who sponsored
that's great.
The event. And it was a super, super nice evening. Chuck had a ball, even Rick. He enjoyed it.
Really?
He was on the bus. Yeah, so we had a...
Was he, like, hugging... Was he being intimate with Minnie Mouse? Was he...
No, but there were a few girls he knew on the bus, which, of course, he was in his element.
I don't doubt that.
Just want to say that.
I don't doubt that. What is going on, Candace Jordan, at Navy Pier? Because I have a hard time kind of getting a handle on what goes on. I know there's a ton of stuff going on for the holidays. What goes on there during the holidays?
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that because, you know, they have been doing so much experiences and activations there. I mean, more than ever before, and it's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
But from November 29th to January 5th, they're going to have Light Up the Lake, which is the most incredible holiday extravaganza. Listen to what they've got there. They've got holiday fireworks and drone shows. They've got a two-story ice slide.
What's a drone? What's a drone show?
Oh, my God. Have you never seen a drone show?
I'm not even sure I've seen a drone. Yeah, I know what they are. I know what they are.
Well, they have hundreds of these drones in the sky that move together in tandem to create all these different visuals. Like they'll have probably a life-size Santa. They even do. They make up the skyline with these drones. I mean, it's a miracle the things that they could do with them. I mean, it's really something you have to see. They have to see it. And then they have a two-story ice slide. And listen to this. They have a new ride there this year called Wave Swinger, and it says it's not for the faint of heart. I won't be taking that ride.
You won't.
Also, they've got axe throwing. They've got fires in the Navy Pier Beer Garden. I mean, it's just it's an incredible event through January 5th, starting November 29th.
Now, they have, Candace, you know better than anybody because you cover this for, you can go Google the name Candace Jordan and you'll get sent to about 20 different websites, but you can go to chicagostarmedia.com or candidcandacejordan.podbean.com. You can, if you're smart, you can find Candace.
You just slaughtered all of those, Rick.
Yeah.
But, you know, people can find me on the internet. Let's just leave it.
Candace.
Thank you for trying.
C-A-N-D-A-C-E, last name, J-O-R-D-A-N. Google that, and you'll get all sorts of information. Now, there are all sorts of pop-ups going on all over the place, aren't there, for holidays?
Those are relatively new to Chicago. I mean, they've been around for 2-3 years or whatever, but, you know, two of them has absolutely been standouts for me, and I'm going to share it. The first is Santa Baby at 3505 North Clark. This place is so lit up, I know you can see it from outer space. It is spectacular. It has wall-to-wall Christmas decor, and also Frosty's at 809 West Evergreen, three floors of pure fantasy. I mean, those are my top two pop-ups.
Well, tell me this one on 3500. It's a block south of Wrigley Field, right?
Exactly.
What is it?
It's a bar and it's a restaurant, but when it's not being a Christmas pop-up, it's just a regular bar restaurant.
Okay.
And so it transforms itself during the holidays into this I mean, it's the most, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. I mean, there's something in every single corner, and you can, there's a million opportunities for photos. They have, you know, all the drinks are in Santa mugs, and everybody comes in such a festive spirit with Santa hats on. But it's the decor that really got me. And I mean, that and Frosty's are my two top favorites in town.
You know it, everything. We're going to take a little break, Candace, if you can stay on for a few more minutes. I know we have about 340 more things for people to do over the holidays. And, you know, some of you people should listen to Candace and see where she's going to be and then go up and introduce yourself to her. And
I would love that.
And
I would absolutely love that.
I know you would. I know you would. And her wonderful husband, Chuck. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Candace Jordan in a couple minutes. On the phone with the busiest woman in show business, Candace Jordan. She's been telling you about all sorts of things going on over the holidays. Of course, one of the holiday standards is the Joffrey's Nutcracker.
Oh, well, you know, Chicago's so lucky because there's so many fabulous holiday productions in the theaters and around town. But the Joffrey's Nutcracker is truly my favorite. It was created by two-time Tony Award winner Christopher Wheeldon back in 2016. And, you know, Chuck and I have been to every single year, been to a performance because it never gets old. It's set in Chicago during the 1893 World's Fair, so it's something that you can wrap your arms around. It's local, and it's just the scenery is spectacular. And, of course, the dancing is out of this world. It's at the Lyric Opera from December 6th through the 28th.
Oh, that's
and it's
great.
One of my very favorites.
That's great. All right, what about Kindle Market? I've cooled on Kindle Market because it's too crowded.
Really? Well, you know, it's open.
Bah humbug, too crowded for me.
I'll take you by the hand and lead you through it.
Thank you, dear.
It's here through December 24th, and it's at only two locations this year. It used to be at Gallagher Way, but there was a scheduling conflict. And so it's at Daly Plaza, the original spot, and also in Aurora. But there's all kinds of new experiences at these. I mean, they have a Nutcracker scavenger hunt.
They do new stuff. It's not just...
They definitely do, and they've got glass blowing. And, you know, every year, of course, if you're a collector, they've got those fabulous ceramic mugs and different things with, you know, darling holiday scenes on it. There are a lot of collectors the world over, you know, can't wait for these to be released. And I love it. I've never found it to be that crowded.
Oh, okay. We live different lifestyles, so maybe we're going at different hours. Different hours. Now, what do you think about? I think in part because my father wrote the history of the place, and because Kathy Murray loves the place. I love Marshall Field's during the holidays.
I absolutely love it. Listen, if I'll tell you one thing. If they ever got away from that walnut room with that tree lighting, they would lose me completely, because that is the one traditional experience that has been around a lifetime for almost everybody. I know you guys go every year and enjoy that chicken pot pie, which is their a traditional dish. And I mean, I try to make it every year. And when I go in there, I still can envision it as the old Marshall Fields. Maybe that's my way of blocking things out. That walnut room has never changed. It's as elegant as ever. The food is terrific as ever. And that decor at Christmas can't be beat.
The windows, the Fields windows, Macy's windows, are not. Remember how unbelievable the Fields windows used to be?
They were so unbelievable. Yeah. You know, they sold a lot of that stuff at auction.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And it was so sad to see that happen. And because their windows nowadays, I mean, listen, we should be grateful they have windows at all decorated. So
I am grateful. Wait a minute. You want to tell, in this lovely note you sent me, you want to talk about the Mike Tyson fight?
Were you there?
Just joking.
Yeah. No, God, of course not there. But I love Mike Tyson, and I thought that it was a rigged fight. I thought he did it for the money for his family.
Well, $20 million is a lot of money.
Well, you know, he's gained and lost over the years. He's gone.
Oh, I know.
$20 million back. And, if you see his training videos and then you see how he did in that fight, I mean, there's a world of difference.
Well, but the one thing is, he got very sick for a time, too. I mean, he was very, very ill during the training. He is one of the most fascinating characters that you and I will.
Oh, and he's as smart as a whip. And if you listen to him on any interview, he's just fascinating. I mean, his insights into himself and the world around him is just he's just really something special. I think, and despite the ear biting episode with Holyfield, I still think he's fabulous.
Hey, Holyfield forgave him.
That darling commercial together.
That's right. Who are we to hold a grudge, Candace? Who are we to hold a grudge? Now, you and Maria Pappas are great friends. What's she up to?
I adore her.
What's she up to?
You know, she's going to have her annual holiday party at her office at 118 North Clark on Friday, December 13th. And she wanted me to tell everybody is welcome. It starts at 5 o'clock. It'll go until around 6:30. And she'll have entertainment from groups all across the neighborhoods, as she always does.
Wow.
She'll play the piano. She'll sing. I mean, it will be absolutely a fabulous affair. I'll be there. I hope you can come.
We'll see. That's too far away. I mean, that's like 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks away. Now, the Randolph Street Market I know you're a huge, huge fan of that. And because it's outdoors, it closes soon, right?
Yeah, the last market of the year is December 14th and 15th, and it'll be inside at Plumbers Hall. But I'm telling you, they'll have two levels of absolute holiday treasures. You know, they'll have, like, vintage Christmas trees and vintage, Santa mugs and all sorts of things. I mean, that is my favorite market. And of course, I'm an absolute fan of Sally Schwartz, the founder of the market. I mean, she's done such an incredible job. And, it's voted one of the top vintage markets in the country.
Is it you love it in your unbiased reporting way? You love this thing, right?
Well, it is unbiased. Well, this is all in my opinion. You know, I mean, obviously.
Of course, this must be though, Candace Jordan, as busy a season as you experience all year.
It's extremely busy, and it's so much fun because I just, like you know, I'm a huge fan of Christmas. We have our tree up, we have our decor up, and I'll go anywhere to see a Christmas tree. So, I mean, it's just, I'm so enthusiastic when the holidays come.
Do things...
Because I know you are, Rick.
I am.
I know you are. You are. You love it.
Yeah, I'm no Scrooge.
Is your tree up?
I'm no Scrooge. No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. I'm not one of those, hey, man, it's Halloween, let's put up a Christmas tree, guys. Or, hey, it's the 4th of July, I better put up my lights outside. No, I wait a suitable
well,
time.
Now, what is this? In your opinion, yes.
What is this Sweet Home Chicago event, Candace?
Oh, listen, this is another event that I really love, and it's put on by WINGS, which is the largest domestic violence organization in the Midwest, and the work that they do for men, women, and children. It's just incredible. It's going to be on December 8th at the Four Seasons. And this is a brunch, and it's an incredible brunch for kids because they have a children's band, and all the little kids are out on the dance floor. They've got an incredible brunch all catering to, little small kids. They've got Santa and Mrs. Claus are there. There's family photos available. And it's really, really an unbelievable event. And their stats are staggering because they say that every 9 seconds a woman in the U.S. is assaulted or beaten.
This
event will be lots of fun and also for a very great cause.
Let me ask you, dear, what do you and your lovely husband Chuck do during the holidays when you have a moment to yourselves?
Oh, we drink wine and beer.
Oh, until you pass out?
Until we pass out.
Until you pass out.
From exhaustion.
Yeah.
Every night we go out and we party and play hard, but then when we come home, we relax and enjoy our lives with, no makeup, no high heels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a perfect balance of, activity and no activity.
It's been a while since I've been, I'm not going to tell where you live, but you live nearby the famous Bughouse Square, otherwise known as Washington Square Park. Do they decorate that park during the holidays?
Well, they do have lights and things in it, and they have lights around that big fountain that's in the middle. And
oh,
I think
good.
They've got a big angel on Studs Terkel's grave.
Yeah, I think Studs' grave is gone, man. I think his,
oh, really?
Yeah. I hate to even think about it. I don't know what they did with him, but...
Oh,
but
well,
you know,
I knew he was secretly buried there.
Yes,
so that's a rumor.
It wasn't a rumor. I was there. I was there when it happened. Yeah,
I didn't want to get you in trouble.
How could I be in trouble? I didn't dig the hole, and there was no hole. Oh. It was just studs, the ashes of Studs and his wife.
Oh, I got you.
And
I was just
wife.
Sprinkled. Oh, I thought.
I didn't know. They were buried. The ashes were buried underneath a really cute little tree that I think has somehow been removed so that more dogs can
oh, want. Well, but his ashes would have been gone into the ground, so he's still there.
Yeah. Well, so, you know.
Yeah.
I like the way you think, Candace. What are you looking for? Now, how do you gauge, in the couple of minutes we have left, how do you gauge the social scene in Chicago? Is it as healthy as ever, or is it still?
I think it's on fire. I think it's really? On fire, Rick Kogan.
Wow.
I think that it is, in my opinion, it's never been better. And I think that the monies that they're raising are bigger and better than ever. I think that, you know, people have decided rather than, you know, scatter all their money around, they put it where their hearts are, so that that's where you see these big donations. I think it's a really good time. And, you know, when I was riding on that bus in that parade,
yeah,
when I looked out of that sea of people, I mean, I've been on that on a bus in that parade before a few years
sure.
ago. And the crowds were nothing compared to what I saw last night or the night before when we
wow.
were there. It was, I forgot what day it is already. I don't even know.
Today is Sunday.
Yeah, but Saturday. So it was last night, yes. So,
yeah.
But the crowd was bigger and better and seemed happier than ever. And so I think that was a really, really good sign.
Good. What do you do? I don't mean to intrude into your private life, but on Christmas Day, do you and Chuck go somewhere special, or do you spend it by yourselves?
Well, you know, we used to go out to his mother's house, and my mother would be there, and my sister-in-law, and all their kids, and everything else. Of course, now my mother and his mother's passed, and the kids and everybody else is scattered to the four winds, so it'll be... It'll be Penny, the pencil neck, Chuck, and me here at home alone with probably baking a ham.
Good.
Neither one of us like turkey. So what are you going to do? Are you having a party?
I have no idea. I do whatever Kathy Murray tells me to. Or whatever Marshall Field, whatever Marshall Field the cat would like me to do, I will absolutely do. Candace, thank you, sweetheart. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you for having me back.